Okay, the boys, and today's daf is daf Kuf Vav. We're starting at the very top of the Omer, a brand new Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins, B'simonov u'bimitzarov. You recall over the last couple of days we've been talking about the text of the document. And the very first Mishnah, our Perek, we spoke, said that there's a difference between a base core and kibbeis core. And then in subsequent Mishnahis, we talked about the difference between mida b'chevel, or hein chaser hein yeser. As you recall from yesterday's daf, 2 days ago, that when you write zero, in other words, just base core, offer ani moicher loch, the Gemara had a shaila. What din does it have? Is it like mida bechevel? Is it like hein chaser hein yeser? And the Gemara concluded that it's like hein chaser hein yeser. Now, what is therefore the halachic ramification? So we said in the Mishnah that ifilu piches roivaliso oy hoiser roivaliso higioi, that because of the fact that you use in the document the language of approximately more or less, then there's a certain tolerance level, and that tolerance level is that even if there's a deviation of up to 4%. How did we get 4%? Because we said a roival esau. Esau has in it 6 kavin. A roival kav is a quarter of a kav. So 4 times 6 is 24. 1/24th of esau. 1/24th, we said, is almost 1/25th. Therefore, just approximately 4%. 4%. Higia. Higia means that there is mechila. What our Mishnah does is it goes one step further. It says they wrote in the document base korofani moichalach b'simonov ubimitzarav, as they would say today, you put an exhibit attached, the meets and the bounds of the property. By doing so, says the Rishbam, what you're saying is even more than hein chaser hein yeser. What does that mean? Because it's basically like saying, I'm identifying the property, you see it in front of you, you know the meets and bounds, you know exactly what we're talking about, and therefore this is what I'm selling you. And he's agreeing to go and buy that piece of property with those meets and bounds. So even though he started off the document by saying that I'm selling to you a base core offer, but he sees with his own eyes what those meets and bounds are, so therefore, if it turns out that the Simanu Mitzarev is less than the base core offer, how much, what percent? Even up to a shtus. Wow, a shtus. That means 16%. And the Rishbam, in fact, says that very emphatically. He says, even though we're talking now kefal kiflayim of what we said until now. Until now we said that the tolerance level is for a deviation of 4%. Here we're talking about a shtus is 16%. Higioi, says the Mishnah. He is moichel up to the amount of shtus. Rishbam points out, please do not be confused with hilchis oinah, because even though over there we also use shtus as the we use that as the same measuring yardstick, also oinah. However, as Brother Shai points out from the second of Metzia, we learn from Psukim that ein oinah le karkois. So the reason for the shtus, says Rishbam, is because that's what people are willing to go and shoulder that burden, and they're willing to be mochel and mevater.
16%.
Six? Can you imagine?
That's a whole sum. That's a whole sum.
Right. It's hard to.
It's hard to stomach, right?
Hard. Yeah.
Exactly.
But that's a whole saw. That's a real chaticha rulis kabe. That's like a saw, right? How much is the entrance of property?
You can build a building on
that. Yeah, why would a seller put themselves in that position?
And then the base gruffer is the meaningless part of the contract.
It becomes almost meaningless, but we'll see Mitchum in the Gemara on the Amid Beis that it could be that he put in that language because he's not talking about the quantitative,
I see,
but rather the qualitative. The fertility. It says, agutik ishmaka, like a base gruffer. I know it's all very upsetting to all of you, but let's take a quick look at the Rishbam, so you shouldn't think I'm making this up. Look at the top. All the way at the top. And you're wondering where it was then. I'm giving you on Exhibit A. These meets and bounds. You see it with your own eyes. Nemes, the way it is. Pochis mishtosi gears, Uktrishba. Dehainu tve, meroiva lesar. This is much more than the roiva lesar. Because here we're talking about ishtos. How much is that? That's kifle kiflayim. That's double double.
It's a saw and a half, actually.
I'm sorry?
It's a saw and a half.
Wait, well, before we get to saw and a half, let's just talk about the percentages. Here we're talking about that it's a quarter of a kav, which is 1/24 of a saw. Here we're talking about kifle kiflayim, double double, means quadruple. Dishtus, it's a sixth. Hainu kav lesa, that's a full kav. Nishka roiva hakav. This is akantse kav. A kav lesa. V'ochinami taima. What's the reason why? Teloi domi lehein choser hein yeser. There we only said it's 4%. To hosama vishi urei beroiva lesa. Like we just said. Aval hocha boi tfei. Why is there a greater tolerance level here for deviation? To akiv in the yama base korof ani moichaloch. If he would stop there, base korof ani moichaloch, period. That's already kehein choser, hein yeser dummy. Kinam min el, like we finished off the Gemara earlier. We had that shayla in the Gemara paskin, that base korof ani moichaloch, stam, is just like hein choser, hein yeser. And now that he added to it the magic word, the hash of the omer, base korof, besimon of umibitzorav ani moichaloch, matfin and shura, that now increases the shear of tolerance. The amrinan, after the pach is mishtusi giyoy, even up to, whether it includes ishtus, we'll see in a moment, but even up to 0.999 of ishtus, he giyoy, he's moichem. The kibin de herloi hametzorim, since he showed him hametzorim, he showed, these are the meets and bounds. Kiman de zoven leisode, zustamedami, it's as if he would go and say, here, take this, bath this, saw this stamp, and kemoishu bein cotton bein godo. It's as if he's saying, here, you're wondering what the land looks like, how big, how small. It's rut. Come with me to the land, I'll show it to you. Here, look at it. These are the meets and bounds, it's all there. So keeping the haloyim etzorim, keman the zomen leisod the zoo stomadami, kemoishu, the way it is, bein cotton bein godo. El dahani, might the omer base kor. If it wouldn't say base kur, it would just say meets and bounds. Then it could even be much more or much less than the shtus. So therefore, to keep it within at least the shtus range, you have to have the base kur offer, and you add the siman of umetzar. Now, where do we get to this, that this is not a din of oino? So Rishbam later on says that. If you look in Rishbam Yinake, that's the third wide line here in the middle of the Yomid Yinake, Min Hadomim, we'll see what that means in a moment. Moisri Yasu Lekarka. Vahishtus Lamishum Din Oino. Brother Shai said, Ein Oino Elementalkli. Amakakoi Ein Oino. Because it's a posik. Shemochaloi, so Rishbam really says it in emphatic terms. Shemochaloi Shova Pruta Bimona. The whole thing was worth a nickel, a penny. And he sold it to him for $100. Oh, Yishev Amonim Bebruta, he Giyah, he's Michael. Ain't another Karkois. El Shiur Drabanan, here the din of Ishtus is a Shiur Drabanan. Dachi Michael Inish, that's how people are normally Michael. Hechad Yom Misiman Mitzarav, Tzvele Michael. In other words, this is the custom, this is the tolerance level of your average reasonable man. He's Michael up to a sixth. More than that, to Shoin Dishtu. So now that we have this background, getting back to the mission again, it said in the document, not just Beis Korof Arbat, the Siman Mitzarov, this undermines the Beis Korof.
That's exact. The Siman Mitzarov.
It's exactly.
I understand that it's like measured with a hebel. It's measured exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What if...
One second. The reason why it's not considered to be Mida B'Hevel, it's because he's saying... You're wondering what it looks like, how much is it? You come here to the dock, to the property, and I'll show you. See, it's right in front of you. These are the meets and bounds, and this is the property. You investigate, you look, and he says, okay, I'm asking to it. Even if it turns out that it's less than base coat. He knows who he's buying, exactly. It's like if you're buying a commodity, you're wondering how many tissues. Here's the box, take a look, you're reading yourself, you'll see it. 200, 250, 189, whether it's a double ply, single ply, you figure it out, you know. You want to rent a car, buy a car? Here's the car in front of you. Here are the keys.
Take it. Never drive.
Yeah. Anyway, you wanted to ask him.
Yes. What if one of the landmarks is, let's say, a big fat tree, and then a once in a century hurricane comes, uproots the tree?
Before the sale or after the sale?
After the sale, obviously. Before the sale, there's no point.
He's posing a question. Let's see what they pose with the question, how he wishes to structure it.
I have to think first. Yes, after the sale.
After the sale, okay. So now the Lekeach has a taina on the moicha that he gave him, a tree that fell down?
No, meaning that the tree was part of a landmark that signified the boundaries.
Okay, that's fine.
So let's say a once-in-a-century hurricane came and the tree's
terrible.
Gone.
Leave Florida immediately.
Right.
Yeah, no, the point is meets and bounds is not totally dafkin in a tree or in a boulder or in a marker, whatever it happens to be. You go to the assayer and say, where do the meets and bounds end? So I'll show you. You see where that in the times of Chazal, typically the Meitzarim, the Meitzar was a boundary or border between one person's field and the other. Typically they were elevated slightly, so mm-hmm. that one could go and tell, here happens to be the border. Not necessarily, that in itself doesn't establish anything legally, but typically that was the evidence of where the one property ended and where the other property began. So if on that Meitzar you have this great, great tree, it makes life a little bit easier to identify where the property begins, where the property ends.
So some sort of force of nature could also, totally dislocate the,
No question about it, absolutely.
So it can no longer be used as to judge the boundary, no?
As long as they were there up to the time of closing and everybody saw it, and they agreed to it, then the halacha bar mishnah applies. If after that, this hurricane of terrible dimensions comes, like the Mabel in the times of Noah, and goes and Chas Hashem floods the whole thing away, then we'll have to get a new assayer to go and measure it again subsequently. But at the time of sale, you look at what the story was then. So getting back to our Mishnah, so Mitzarav, Pachos Mishtus Higiyai. Pachos Mishtus, if the difference or the differential between the base Korofar and the actual meets and bounds, adding it all up, if it was up to a shtus, pachas mishtus, less than a shtus, and it was 0.99 of shtus, higiyoi, then the lekeach is mochel, and he gets it, and he doesn't ask for a refund. Hey, look what you did. However, ad shtus, now ad shtus means going from the other end. If you say ad shtus means up to a shtus, so then that's the same as pachas mishtus. Ad shtus means it's the other way around. If it was more than a shtus, and now we are reaching the shtus, in other words, we are not at shtus level yet, we are now at 1.0001 of a shtus, I drop more than a shtus, then Yanaka, then he can go and ask for a full refund of that differential, simply because of the fact that he's been overcharged, it's more than a 6. My tolerance level is only up to a 6, but not more than that.
And only the overcharge you can
leave. And they can't get all shtus and plus back. He only gets shtus and shtus plus. Right, exactly. That same machlokas we had before.
And what did you say, Brother?
The Rabbuna says you go back to $1.
$1, you get the whole thing. You don't get the differential between the shtus and the oisim shtus, you get everything.
If it's one, if it went beyond shtus.
If it went beyond the shtus, then you go and get the whole differential.
Even by karka, I don't know by karka, how do we...
It's not al tilchus anor, it's a din of mechila. Up to mechila. Mechila, person forgives.
Yes.
Up to 1/6, I forgive. Once it's more than 6, forget about it. You could stand on your head, I'm never going to forgive you, and then you have to give back everything.
So there is I know by karka,
that you said. The Rishbam says there's no din of I know mitzad what it says in the Torah. Because when the Torah talks about I know, the Torah uses it a couple of times, the lashon of yad. And the Sina, it's got to be something that's miyad liyad.
Says
Rishbam that this is all midrabanan because shiur midrabanan the hachim mochel inish. That's the normal steiger, the normal way that people see it. To take another look over here, my good friend. Haishlus la mishum din oino the ino oino the mekarki the mekarki ein oino shem mochel shem prutim amana shem manu amana he gear al shiur midrabanan he. The Hochi Mochel Inish. We once took an opinion poll and we asked 1,000 people when you see. After he took a look and he said, yes, I'm willing to go and close the deal based on what I just saw with my own eyes. Okay, if you're willing, you're willing. I might think that you happen to be foolish. You might think otherwise, but makes no difference. The law is until 1/6 people are normally Michael. More than that, they're not Michael, then you have to go and pay back the Gantzemaisa. That's Yanaka, that you have to go and make amends or remedy. So our Mishnah is talking about Pachis Mishtos, which means less, and Achlus means we start off from more going down to Lishtos. What's a din Yanaka? So now the question obviously is, but what about that middle? What about Shtus Atzmoy? So this is, even though this is not Hilchos Einoah, but this is very, very much parallel to Hilchos Einoah that we had in Bob Metzia, and that is that if it's less than a sixth, Mechila. More than a sixth, Bitl Mekach. If it happens to be a sixth itself, what's the din? Oh, that's what our Gemara is dealing with. Itmar Rafuna Omar. Shtus Kimpachel Mishtus. If the amount of the overcharge or the undercharge, because it works both ways, it works both vis-a-vis the Likeach and the Moicha, but normally if it's Simon and Mitzarev, the Moicha knows what he's doing, and therefore he knows what the meets and bounds, and he owns his property for the last 10 years or 5 years or whatever it happens to be, so normally he knows. So normally who would be the one that would be, if you will, Nis'ana, who's being cheated? Normally, of course, the Likeach. But the same thing would apply theoretically vis-a-vis the Moicha. Itmar Avuna Amar Shtus Kipachas Mishtus. If the amount of the overcharge vis-a-vis the Likeach was a full sixth, it has the same din as less than a sixth, and therefore higioi were moichel. Mochelach, 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 you don't have to pay him back anything. No. Shtos is kiyos mishtos. Once he had shtos, that's like more than a shtos. And then you have the din of yinake of our Mishnah. And now each one explains himself. Ravuna omar shtos ki poches mishtos. Hachik omar. Poches mishtos ushtos bechlal higioi. The Mishnah says Pachas Mishtus, but it means less than, up till, and including Ishtus. That is Higia. Once he had Yois Mishtus, if it's now more than Ishtus, in other words, 1.0001 of Ishtus, Abisalameh, Yenakim. Rav Yehuda Omar, the way around, Ishtus is Kiyois Mishtus. Hachik Omar, and we read the Mishnah again. If it's Taka Pachas Mishtus, Higia, yeah, less than Ishtus. But Adshtus, Ushtus Bechlau, if it's more than Ishtus, including Ishtus, then the Loch is Yenak. So obviously from the Lashon of the Mishnah, you don't have any clear raya one way or the other, because the Lashon of the Mishnah is less than or more than, but it doesn't talk about Ishtus Atzmai. So the question is, where are you going to go and squeeze in the Ishtus Atzmai? You're going to put him into the Reisha together with the Pachas Mishnahs? Or are you going to go and squeeze it into the Sefer where it says Adshtus? Except that Adshtus in the Sefer is a little bit easier, because says the Rishbam, then we have the classic Talmudic Machloikis, whenever it says Ad, is it Ad, the Ad Bechlal, or Ad V'loi Ad Bechlal? So therefore when it says in the Mishnah Adshtus, we're going, remember, from 2 times Ishtus, to 1.5 times Ishtus, to 1.25 times Ishtus, to 1.00 times Ishtus. In other words, just a drop more, and we reach until Shtus. So one man says, because once you hit a Shtus, that's no longer the same din Yenaka. That's now the din, says Rafuna. That's like Pochas Mishtus. Masha Enkein, Rav Yehuda says, no, Ad the Ad Bechlal, even including the Shtus, is also Yenaka. So therefore, in the Sefer, it's easier to go and say, that's the Machloikis. How do you understand the word Ad? Do you understand Ad until, but not including? Or do you understand it Ad? And including Eishtos. That's what the Rishbam says at the end of the...
He returns Rishbam the Mishos. Entire sixth then.
Yes, return the entire sixth, exactly. And more. If it's a Shtus, the entire Shtus.
And the differential.
Exactly, the whole differential. Right. Frank Demar Meisvei, the Simonov Ubin Mitzarov. This is a Braisa. The Braisa starts off similar to our Mishnah, but as you'll see in a moment, it's going to add a couple of more details. So, Mismanov ube mitzorov, piches shtus, oi hoise shtus. Oh, here we're not talking about poches mishtus, or yeser al shtus. Here we're talking about piches shtus, oi hoise shtus. Oh, a shtus itself. What's the din? Harihu kishuma de yonim and higioi. Now, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, the fact that it says kishuma de yonim, that suggests that the mekach is botel. The fact that it says higioi suggests that the mekach is kayim and that he's moichel, like it says higioi in the Mishnah. So you have an internal friction or contradiction in terms. But the Gemara takes each one separately. So let's talk about Shuma Diyanim initially. But Shuma Diyan, what means Shuma Diyan? Explains Rishbam. You have Rachman Litzlan, a person passed away. He left over an estate, and he left over an almona and yesoimen. And under normal circumstances, since we have yesoimen, we're not going to sell any part of the estate. We're going to wait until the yesoimen become older, become over bar mitzvah, become bali seichel, maturity, and then let them deal with all the financial issues. So yes, there will be an executor, there will be a guardian appointed, an apotropos, but try not to go and sell anything. However, says Rishbam, what happens if you need money? We need money for food. We have to go and supply them. So what are we going to do then? We can't go and say, well, we'll wait 5 years and then we'll worry about the food. You got to go and start liquidating some of the assets now. So what do the Dayanim do? The Dayanim are a panel of rabbis and or of Balabatim that understand these things, and they try to make an appraisal how much the property is worth and try to sell it against a Maisa. And guess what? Subsequently, we figure out that the Dayanim made a boo-boo in terms of their appraisal, and the appraisal was worth, in fact, much more than they had thought. So what happens by the case of Shuma Dayanim? So there's Emerson and Machloikis in the Mishnah, in Mesechtes Ksubois. But in the meantime, we're going to go according to the Tanakhama. Then he says Shuma Dayanim, if you want to look at the Rishbam, in middle of the middle lines, you have right there in the middle lines, B'simonim B'tzara, Picha Shtos, Ohoys Shtos, B'ksubos B'perek, Almon and Nizoynis, Tana, Shtei in the Mishnah, Shuma Dayanim, Shepichsoy Shtos, Ohoysir Shtos, Mechrem Batl. We're talking about a Shtos, Mechrem Batl. So Rishbam, Shuma Dayanim, Bezin Shiyor, Loshum, Loshum means to assess, to appraise, Nechsi Yesoyim, L'machron, for purposes of sale, L'mozen, Ishva, Bonnet. So now, our Braisa over here says, our case of the Mishnah Simon Mitzorov is by Ishtus, not by Pachas, not by Yois. Ishtus, what's it in? It's Mamish Kishuma Dayanim. Okay. What is the din of Shuma Dayanim? Continue the Rishvah. But Shuma Dayanim, the toy Ishtus, did who? Have a bit of Mekach Yasser Mishtus. Ishtus is just like Yes, Mishnos. Kidnam the Perikal Monin Yisoynis. Kidnam Parishes. Like we just learned in the Mishnah a moment ago. Go back three lines. Tana and Shuma Dayanim Shibichzi Shtos. They see Shtos. Mechron Bottle. And for Shteitach, if it's more than Shtos, certainly Mechron is going to be Bottle.
So it's exactly. Like Rabbi Huda.
Sorry?
Yes, the question Rabbi Huda.
Exactly. And so to keep on going, let's go another line. Because in Rishbam, the Kima Demadam, Ishtus, the Machir's base, Kur, the Masnisin, Kishuma Dayanim. Since this Braisa, for some reason, decided that to go and give you a greater understanding of the Lashon of our Mishnah, it's like Shema Dayanim, Alma Ki Yesem Ishtusu. So we see that Shtus like Yesem Ishtus V'yachzit, and there's a Raya to Rav Yehuda and Kasha, the Rav Hunam. So getting back to argument, and that's why I skipped the Rishbam, but if you go before that Rishbam, Meisvei, the Rav Huna, it's a Kasha and Rav Huna. How does Rav Huna say, Shtus is Kipachel Mishtus? This price is directly on point. It's Shuma Dayanim. Zukti Morba Shuma Dayanim Dishtuski Yoiz Mishtusu. Is a Hashtarka Rai to Rav Yehuda, Hashtarka Kasha on Rav Huna. Omlech Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, without responding to the question directly, he says, V'letamech, let me ask you a question. He Giyoi Katani, right after those words that you keep on focusing on and emphasizing, Shuma Dayanim, it says, He Giyoi. And what means Igiyoi? The Lashon Bar Mishnah Igiyoi means he's Moichel. That's the Lashon Bar Mishnah. It contradicts Mamish. It's a Betoich Kedei Dibur in the same breath. Yeah. First he says, Kishem Adayanah, Mekhan is Bottle. Oh, by the way, Igiyoi is Moichel. So says Rav Huna, don't focus on Kishem Adayanah. Focus on the Igiyoi, and the Igiyoi is just like me. And so therefore, if anything, I have arrived from this. Don't ask me a Kasha. The same Kasha you're asking on me. Ask on Rav Yehuda. On me, it's Taki Shver from the Shema Dianim. But according to him, it's Shver from the word Higiyah. Yeah. Exactly. That's the Kasha. That's the tension over here in these two words. Shema Dianim sounds like Mechon Batel. Higiyah, it's Mechila.
Yeah.
Everything is fine. So how does that work together?
So now you one or the other.
It's one or the other. It can't be both. Exactly. Now from here, this base, this starts a brand new a girsa issue. And because of this, Rishbam has a very nice long Rishbam from Amal Chafunim Vetamach Higioi until almost the bottom of the yard, because they're two girsais. And therefore, we're going to follow the way the Rishbam learns the girsa, and that is that Rav Huna at this point ends his statement, and now Rav Yehuda comes in. And that the word Ella, apparently, according to this girsa, was a mistake, and that it was originally Aleph Lamed with two Shtrechlech on top, and it was Omale. In other words, Omale Rav Yehuda to Rav Huna. But the printer, but they always say the Zetzer, the Amuretz, or whatever, he made a mistake, and from the Omale he made it into El. And so therefore it's Omale Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is answering Rav Huna. And he's saying Kishamadiyan Mulei Kishamadiyan. Now, but before we get to Rav Yehuda, we have to first defend Rav Huna, or at least Rav Huna is taka right. I have Igioi, sounds like him.
Toughest Lashana.
Very good. But what does he do with the words Kishamadayan and Vos Alt Rav Huna? So Rav Huna, you keep on focusing on that Mishnah Mesechtes Ksubois, where it says, Pachsishtus, Haisirishtus, Mechrim Batel. Guess what? You forgot that there's another Mandiyomar in that Mishnah. And the other Mandiyomar is Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rav Shimon Gamliel respectfully disagrees. And he says that when you're talking about a shtus, then we say that, in fact, the Mekach is Kayim. Why is Mekach Kayim? And why is he Moichel? Because im Kain, Makoyach Bezdin Yofa. You can't just go and dismiss the three of what a rabbi's now. They know nothing about business. Since we're appointing a Bezdin, we have to give them a certain degree of respect and
immunity,
reverence.
And immunity.
And immunity. Right. And therefore...
Jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction, fine.
And if it's Rav Shimon Gamliel and it's a Mishnah, the halacha is like him.
Okay, so that's what, even though it's not mentioned in our Gemara at all, but that's what the Rishbam throws in. Let's take a quick look at the Rishbam again. Omelech Rafuna v'letamech higioi k'tani, right? Brand new Rishbam, seven lines before the white lines. The mashma, since it says higioi, the mashad have kibachas mishtus. Like, because that's what it says in the Mishnah. Mishnah says bachas mishtus higioi. And here the Braise says shtus higioi. Take the words gishima diyan and put them in parentheses. Start the Braise again. Simonim mimtzara bich shtus, ahis mishtus, higioi. Us, it's just like bachas mishtus of our Mishnah. Says now Rav Huna to Rav Yehuda, v'ademachshusli mereisha, you keep on screaming at me, shuma diyanim, shuma diyanim. I'm going to ask you, Akasha, from the Higioi. Elavadai, what do we have to say, Pshat, in this Brice, according to me, Rav Huna? Hachi Kamer, Pichishtus, Oy Hoysishtus, Higioi. But it says Shumadionim. Shumadionim, the Omrina Nami Higioi. Even by Shumadionim, we say Higioi. Really, you quoted before the Tanakhama that said, by Shumadionim, Mechrim Batel. Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Palik Biksuvis. The Omar im Kain Bakoyach Bezin Yofa Ulikach have a Mechron Kayom. The Mecher is Kayom. Zoktoch Yetz Rav Huna. Therefore, it's like me. The Gioi, the Tony Hocha, Atravayu Koi. It's going on both. The Havishtus Tidhu, Kipoches Mishtus. And therefore, says Rav Huna, instead of asking a Kash on me, the kash is really on you, Rav Yehuda, because I can fend for the Shumadiyonim. How can I fend for? Because it's not going Kuritanikama, it's going Kudribshim Gamliel. And because of Makoyak Bezdin Yofa, Shtus is like Bochis Mishtus, and that's why it's Igioi, and everything is beautiful. Rav Yehuda, what are you going to answer now? Shtetach Igioi. Now, the next few lines, it doesn't say in the Gemara. This is the way the Rishbam interprets the Gemara.
Between the lines here.
Between the lines and adding the lines. Let's just take a quick look at the lines of the Gemara and then we'll get back to the Shabbam B'Omelech Rav Yehuda.
Yeah.
You see, we have the base. Take out Ella, it's Omelech Rav Yehuda. Even though it says Kishum HaDayonim, it's Kishum HaDayonim V'loy Kishum HaDayonim. Yes, you're right. There is a parallel between our case of the Mecher, when he wrote the Siman of Mitzarav, it's similar to Shemadiyanim, but not to the full degree of Shemadiyanim. Why? Like Shemadiyanim. Kishemadiyanim Mishtus. There's a loch of Shtus. And Shtus is like Yasem Mishtus, like Rav Yehuda holds. For like Shemadiyanim, Tilu Hosam, Batel Mekach, Vilu Hocha Higioi. In the case of the Shemadiyanim, when it's a Shtus, or Yasem Mishtus, bitl nekach, but by uns, it's a din of higiyoy. I don't understand. If you didn't tell me that it's higiyoy, then you're saying that it's not bitl nekach, and it's not like Shema Diyanim. So what means it's like Shema Diyanim? It's not, from what I see, it's not like Shema Diyanim at all. Shema Diyanim, you're telling me the mekach is bottle mekach, and here you're saying higiyoy that the mekach is kayim. So we're going to see in the Rishbam now the next couple of lines, but let me just do the brief, succinct introduction. You'll recall when we learned Maseches Bava Metzia, and we learned the Gabi Oino Avishtus, there was a Machloikis Tanoim over there, what's the halacha by the Mekach Avishtus? Whether you say that since it's Avishtus, it's like yes, Avishtus, bottle Mekach, and the whole thing falls apart, or do we say no? The Mekach is Kayim, and he's Machzir the Oino'ah.
Refund the overage.
You have to refund the overage. Until you got to Eshtos, less than Eshtos, you might. Once you hit Eshtos, the Mekach is good, but if there's an overage of $1, $5, whatever, it's Eshtos, you got to give the money back. But the Mekach is Kayim. Once it goes above the Eshtos, then Mekach is bottle, the whole thing is a Mekach Toz. You charge me the double, instead of just charging me six more, and the whole thing is bottle. The machloikis now, or the, when we're saying that there's a difference between Shema Diyanim and not Kishema Diyanim, what he's saying is that since I, Rav Yehuda, hold that Shtus is like Yeser Mishtus, and I'm saying it's like Kishema Diyanim, by Shema Diyanim, the Shtus is Kiyaser Mishtus, the Mechram bottle totally. That was the Lashon of the Mishnah that we quoted. Shema Diyanim, Shepich Shtus, Mechram bottle. In our case, the Mekach is Kayim, but he has to be Machzer, the overage. Like the case of Oinoah, according to the Maskan of the Gemara in Bav Metzia, the Oinoah, the Mekach is Kayim, but you have to go and be Machzer, the Oinoah. Here too, when it says in this price, it's Kishuma Diyanim. What means Kishuma Diyanim? Not like Reb Shimon Gamliel says, in Kei Machkoich Bezin Yofi, it's all Mochaloch, Mochaloch. Heshtos is like Yasim Heshtos. There is no Mechila, and therefore there's a deception that has been made. So what do you have to do in such a case? So if you were talking about Mamishim Adayonim, then the whole thing, Batul Mekach, give back the money, give back the property, we start from square one, the deal is totally off, null and void. However, V'loikishim Adayonim, deal Hasim, Batul Mekach is a full Batul Mekach, V'ilu Hocha, the Mekach is Kayam, that's the Higiyoi. He gets the property, the Lekiach gets the property, but he gets back the overage because of the fact that he charged him a shtus and not pachos mishtus. So that's what he means. So the higiyoy is correct. And now what we have to say is that there's a major difference between the taicha, the word higiyoy in a Mishnah, and the higiyoy in the Braisa. Because in our Mishnah, when it says pachos mishtus, higiyoy means he gets a lock, stock, and barrel, he doesn't get any reduction, total mechila, done. No, I'm just talking about Pachas Mishtos. Pachas Mishtos, Higiyoy is total Mechila. If our Lekeach in the meets and bounds has lost up to, but not including Eshtos, up to 0.999 of Eshtos, Higiyoy, Mochalach, Mochalach, he doesn't get back a penny refund. Whensoever it gets to Eshtos, says Rav Yehuda, it has a sin like Yois Mishtos, you do get a refund. It doesn't go to the degree of Shema Dayanim where the Mekach is bottle, the Mekach is Kayim, but he's entitled to get the full overage that he has been overcharged. That's what the Rabbi Yehuda answers. So now let's see that in the Rishbam. The Omelach Rabbi Yehuda, and we're now two lines before the big wide lines down below. The Omelach Rabbi Yehuda. Zok Rabbi Yehuda. Lidi dinami loy kosher. The ikal terutze kishema dayanim. The high diktoni higiyoi la mishum dishtus have a mechila kipachas mishtus. Not like you, Rav Huna, hold that shtus and pachas mishtus are both mechila and higiyoi. No. Because the oilam shtus is kiyas mishtus. The yachzer, and you have to return the overage. The high diktoni damile the shemadiyanim hanimil bishtus ki heichi the bishemadiyanim loy have a mechila just like bishemadiyanim. Once it's a shtus, it's not mochel. What's the din taka over there? It's going to be mekach bottle, as we'll see in a moment. Here too, it's not a mechila. Hakanami lev mechila. That's kishuma diyan. For like kishuma diyan and debishuma diyan, we have a shtus bitl mekach. Kid it not awesome, like we quoted the Mishnah above in the Rishbam. machron batel. Pilo hoch igioi kloimer. Eina mekach batel. Mekach sache kayom. V'yachsir. But you have to go and kinitnam memasis and ajdus yenake. You have to go and give the overage that amount that he deceived him by overcharging him. The overcharge. V'yoslashmina. The avgav the domel adodi. Even though, in one respect, Shuma Dionim and Simon of Meitzorov are the same, the Tervai Shtus is Kiyas Mishtus, in which respect that there is no Mechila by either of them, Afil Hochi Hosem Bittel Mekach, the Ilu Hocha Mekach Kayim. Now you're wondering, why is that Taka the case? If you're telling me that both of them, the Shtus is like Kiyas Mishtus, they should have the same Halacha. Calling it that it's like Shuma Dionim and not Shuma Dionim is kind of confusing. The Rambam explains, I'll tell you why. Listen, they made a boo-boo, they make a mistake, we're all human. So then the whole thing is mekach batel, meaning that you have to start your appraisal from the very beginning. They made a mistake. Both the moichah and lekech want to go through the transaction. Zelimkar, the moicher says, I don't want the property anymore, I want to get rid of it. Zelikach, and he wants to buy it. Therefore, a mekach kayim, by no yachse. So in other words, again, we're looking at the minds of the people that are involved in the sale. They've already invested so much time and so much effort and so much lawyer's money and da da da. They want to go ahead with the closing. Aye, there's a problem, there's an aberration over here because there's an overcharge, and so let's take care of the overcharge. But I want to sell and I want to buy and let's finish off the transaction. So with this, and then the Rishbam goes and quotes, Ah, we're kenyar be'enai, right? That's, and he continues on. Shitazu. Plain ikr, belek achat yufta. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have no kasha, neither in Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says it's talking like Rav Shimon and Gamliel. And like Rav Yudah, because Rav Yudah says Shuma Diyam, like Shuma Diyam, but only for purposes that there's no mechila, but not for purposes of mecha kayim, mecha batl. Bachanam mestaver, kimetanina, etc., etc. However, skip a line, v'yesh l'fot, showing us a chayim ve'en ben mamish. And then he brings that other gears of the Ella. If you look at the last four lines of Rishbam, we took the Ella, we made it on Malay. However, that other gears is Ella. If you're thinking that we're the first person in history that are learning this way, you see the Beis, you go to the Bach. The Bach already, hundreds of years ago, learned like we just learned now. See, Gemara Yigiyo, even Ishmatzila, Girsis Reshbam, Omale Rabbi Yehuda B'Shuma Diyam. And you see, he took, I skipped, Higiyo Katani, the Ella is in parentheses, that's Teveza Muchak, this word should be Muchak, should be eliminated, deleted, struck, stricken. Venisha Matsina, Yisur Rishbam, instead of Ella, it's Amalei Rav Yehuda, Kishamadiyah.
What's that Tav Zayin in the Bach? What's that?
Tav Zayin means Teva Zu Mechuka.
Thank you.
This Teva is Mechuka. Now, presumably what that means is that whoever had the Bach's Gemara, and he put that Gloss of Bach on the side, he saw that a line was
lined out, under, crossed out.
Crossed out. That the word Shema, the word Ella was crossed out. And instead, which is put in is the Amalei. Okay, so there's a good bottom line is Rabbi, we brought a Braisa. The Braisa we thought was a riot of Yehuda, Kashan Rav Huna. Then Rav Huna turned the tables and said, it's not a Kashan me, it's a riot to me, it's a Kashan to you. Now, Baruch Hashem, now we've envied both of them how the Braisa could shtim with their Shita. And now the Gemara tells us a story, fascinating story. Rav Papa Zovan Army Hugavra. Rav Papa bought a piece of land from a person, how Gavr, doesn't identify the person. Hey, Mr. Gavr. Amalei, in the document, etc., when they spoke, he said, Havya Esrin Grivi Mashche. Esrin means 20, Grivi means So'o in Aramaic, and Mashche means it's Mida, that you're Moshech and you go and measure it. So the measurement of this property, so instead of base core that we've always been talking about of 30 sa, we're talking about of a piece of property which was 20 sa. Guess what? And now when we measured it, it was only 15.
That's way beyond shtus.
Oh, that's a big shtus. You're talking about a difference of 5, and if you're taking 5 out of 20,
it's 25%.
That's a real, you know, it's a ganath. Good, so the Pope is very upset about this. And also the comedy Abaye comes in front of Abaye. Abaye should be the bezin to go and say that the thing is either void or let the guy give me a full refund. But what are you talking about? 20 is 15. Comes in front of Abaye. Omalein, Abaye says to him, sorry, my friend. Sabris Vekibilis. You saw the property. You saw that it was only 15, even though it says 20. You, Rapapa, are very experienced in real estate. After Rapapa was a wealthy individual, after he made a lot of money in brewing beer, presumably he bought some real estate. So you knew what you were buying. Sabris Vekibilis. So Rapapa gets very incensed. What are you talking about? Look at our Mishnah, but now. Yes, I know exactly what I bought. Simonovum Meitarov and meets and bound, you can the ganze meiser. Pochel Mishtosi Gyad Shtos Yanaka. I want Yanaka. I want my remedy. What's going on? Says Abaye. Hani mi the hechel kimli the gaved. Here you're talking about a lekeach who's an amuretz. He doesn't know what he's buying. It's the first time he's buying a piece of property. Oh, there, you're right, Yanaka. Avalechel kimli the gaved. You know what you were buying. You knew the whole thing. So the kimble, you were masking. Freit Yetzer Papa back to Baiva Esr Amali of Etoch Gesagt Esrim, and therefore the document is false. Amalei Da Difa Ki Esrim. You're right; it says the word Esrim, but you have to interpret it. And the Rishbam says because we're talking about not only the Lekeach, meaning Rav Papa was a Baki in properties, but the Moich was also a Baki. Both of them knew that was really 15. So Ibazai said, why did I write 20? That if Gesrin is such a fertile, good, starker property, it's a triple A property, not a triple Z property. It has the same value like Esrin of a double B or whatever. Tanya. Now we have a Brisa. Now the Brisa initially has nothing to do with our Gemara, and the Rishbam says, I don't even know how it gets here. Oh, the reason is because later on when we're going to bring a Raya, we're going to get back to our Sukya. So, initially, it has nothing to do with selling and meets and bounds, but rather we're talking about a situation where brothers are splitting up an estate. Chas v'shalom, the father passed away, or it could be a situation, says Rishbam, who had done the shutfim. There were a bunch of shutfim, and now they're splitting it up. It's time to Rabbi Yossi Oyim. Ho'achin shecholku, kimin she'ola goyroli echem mehen, kano kulam. Initially, says Rishbam, let's say we're talking about two people. And one of the two people, two brothers, and they took the entire estate, a whole bunch of properties, there's cash, there's commodities here and there, and they did a full and final assessment, appraisal, and they split it up. And now the question is, who takes properties A and who takes properties B? In other words, one set of properties was A and the other was B. They both determined that that's equal. So now the question is, good, but you know, which one are you going to get, which one you're going to get? So says the price, it says Rabbi Yossi, Ach shecholka kimin she'ola, goyro li ech mehen. When they say, okay, no, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, go and take a goyro, Reuven picks a goyro, and he gets lemushel A, automatically kanukulam, B gets the other property, Shimon gets the property B. That's if you're talking about two shutfim, or two brothers.
Why is this, or shlichus, because the first brother...
I mean, how does it work?
Yeah, how does it work?
What's well, he you know, what's the next word after that, after Kanukulam?
My time.
Right, so exactly your question. So we get to that in a moment. But in the meantime, Rishbam says, not only does this apply when you're talking about two brothers, he could also be talking about a case when you have three brothers, and where the other two brothers have either not worked out the terms of the Geirolis, in other words, they didn't have three Geirolis, they only had one property that we know is worth a third, and the other two has not been subdivided on paper, it's still all together, and therefore when it says in the Gemara, Kim Ola Gerli Echa Mehem, you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Reuven was the one, the Bechor, they said, you know, you should choose first, don't get involved.
We all shoot him. There's an older sister.
Yeah, there was an older sister, exactly. So we didn't have a problem of a pishnayim. Right. Good. So now the oldest brother there, mechabed him. Yeah, amoid. Reuven, you take the girdle. He took his girdle. Then he is koina his third. And the other two kanakula means that they have no longer any claims vis-a-vis the first third. He has no claims vis-a-vis their two thirds, and now if they want to, they can go and now subdivide it between the two of them. I'm sorry?
They'll do another go around.
They can if they want to, or they can just subdivide and say, which one you prefer? I prefer this, and you take this, you know. Let's not do any fighting. We're negotiating in a very peaceful and amicable way. Right, right, yeah. Again. Right. Now, of course, Rishbam says you could be talking about, in fact, there were three subdivisions. We said, okay, this is subdivision A, this is B, this is C, and then A picks his, and then the other two, they get one. Of course, we don't know who B and C is, it's Shimon or Levi. So then Shimon will take a girl, and or they'll discuss it between themselves, and then they'll work it out. The point is that once you take, one of them gets his portion, we're now done vis-a-vis that portion of the estate. And Kanukula means either that the other two are going to work it out, or they also take girl, and we Kanukula. Now the question is, my timer, he didn't make any kinyan over here.
Right.
Just because, if you look at the Rishbam, fourth middle line, my timer, the my Kanu. Of course, if after they did the goyel, then each one did an all goyel paretz kolshu, or talking about metalfin, they made some sort of chazaka. Okay, then I understand. But just goyel, that's just konukula. My time! Omri blaza, ketchilas eretz Yisrael. Just like in the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Matchila begoyel, afkan begoyel. Just like over there, it was begoyel. Here is also begoyel.
It's a new kinyan. It's like
the end to the list of kinyanim here.
Yeah,
okay, right. So now you'll see that the gemaras are going to meet the attack. So don't get too embedded in this gemara. Right, gemara. If you remember, go back to Yeshua and go back to Chazal. It was bekalvi v'urim v'tumim. Now bekalvi also means begoyel.
Right.
So what is the difference?
Yom Kippur. Hashem.
Exactly. Hashem ala zozo. So Rishbam says bekalvi means that they had two bunches of geirolis. One bunch of the geirolis were describing the geographical limitations, meets and bounds, otazai, of every one of the 12 portions in Eretz Yisrael. And then the other geirolis were Reuven through, and maybe Reuven wasn't because he got from a chevik from Beivrayam. Okay, but all the other shvatim that were going to get a chevik ba'aret, they had also a bunch of geirolis. And now we ask the Urim V'Tumim, meaning the Kohen Gadol is weighing the Urim V'Tumim, what should we do? Who's going to get one? And then the Kohen Gadol would say what he would say, and then Yeshua ben Nun, or whoever was in charge, picked up one goyrel of the Shvatim Kalfi. Kalfi is like a box. And you take out the goyrel of that Shevet, you take out the goyrel of the Tchumen, and guess what? It came out exactly like it said on the Urim V'Tumim. As you know, the Urim V'Tumim, the stones would shine, and then you would add up the stones and figure out, now it says Reuven, Shimon, Levi, whatever it happens to be, and then it says Galil, Negev, Yishalayim, whatever it was. So, miraculously, if you took, take a look at the Rishbam, the Kalvi of Urim V'Tumim, that's the next Rishbam, in the middle of the middle lines there. Can we remember Yishnachlin? We're going to have that Mitchum shortly in Yishnachlin. And Lozer Malubish Urim V'Tumim, V'Yishuvach HaYisrael, Oimdim Lefonov, Kalfi Shal Shvatim, the Kalfi Shal Tchumen Menachem Mefanim. He had these two boxes. For Yimecham Baruch HaKoydesh, the Kohen Gadol through the Urim V'Tumim was Mechavi exactly what we're going to take out. The person put his hand in, either Eloz or Yishu Benun, and guess what? Taka came out exactly like the Urim V'Tumim had predicted. Anyway, so let me ask you a question. You're saying that any time nowadays, one of the three brothers, one of the two brothers, takes a Goyro and he gets it Kanukulam. Oh, of course, just like Eretz Yisrael. My dear, how can you go and even compare to Eretz Yisrael? There's been Mitzvah. HaKoydesh was miraculous. So Afghan, Mekalvit Urim V'Tumim. Amravashino. But who are not? The Kotzaisi Lahadodi, Gamri Umachni Lahadodi. That I know that they're able to go and work things out in an amicable, peaceful fashion. Each one has a Gemiris Das, and that's the Kenyan. How does that work?
Yeah, because usually it's also has to be a chalipin, a mashiach.
You need something.
Right, meaning minds is not enough. There has to be a physical action. Right, there has to be a physical action.
So Rishbam says something fascinating. He says, guess what? All of the brothers have already made a kinyan. How do they make a kinyan? Because they're all muchzik in the property by the fact that their father passed away. Automatically, by Hilchos Yerusha, they're now muchzakim. All we have to do now is subdivide and say, I'm only going to retain my chazaka on a portion.
It's a negative kenyan. It's relinquishing his ownership of the other portions, not acquiring his own, because he's retaining his ownership.
Exactly. So you don't have to make a new kenyan. You just stay with the old. So if you look at Rishbam, Omer Rav Ashi, right before the white lines. In other words, it doesn't say Elo Omer Rav Ashi. It says Omer Rav Ashi. So we're going to leave it with that Tchilas Eretz Yisrael Koine Goyer. You know why you don't need that here? They are with the Gemira Stas. They are saying, as soon as you varf goyel, whatever you decide, it's yours. Then mahani gemar datem imar goyel ki urim betumim the kafi. The mahani afila hecha deloi gamri ummatni. In the case of Eretz Yisrael, even if the people weren't so happy, I don't want to be in the galley. You think I want to deal with the Hezbollah? You machshavam those yalla reshul. I want to be in Yerushalayim next to the base of Mikdash. So even if they're not gamri madadi, mahani hanor gezuntait. In our case, however. After all, they said shutfus until now was great, but now we want to split it up. We don't want anything to be ma'akiv. Therefore, they say, okay, the chazak that we had until now is great. Now I retain on my portion.
And I restrict it away from your portion, and you keep yours.
Exactly.
Whether it's a two-thirds, which you're going to fight out now, or the whole thing.
Exactly right. Everything you've said is correct. Zokli Moraviter. So now I understand the Gansa Maisa. Okay, so we're at the two dots, right?
Yeah.
Itmar. Shnei Achim. This is a continuation. It doesn't go directly, but you'll see a continuation, the same type of discussion. Itmar. Shnei Achim Shecholku. Two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, split up an estate, and then a day later, a year later, the third brother, Levi, comes from Dinas Yom. I'm here. What about my chelik? Now, it could be that they knew he existed, or it could be that they did not know he existed. Abu Lamaisi is not here to go and put up his claim. So they went and divided up between themselves. But now this third brother comes in. Either they recognize him, or even if they don't, he brings Adam that he's a bona fide brother, and Bezin says, sorry, fellas, he's a brother.
Right.
So what do we do now? Rabba Mabat Machlokis. Here doesn't mean Machlokis.
Yes, it means
a Chalukah.
Right. The Machlokis is only starting.
We're going to end it very quickly. We don't want any Machlokis. So Batla Machlokis, meaning that the original Chalukah between Reuben and Shimon is Batla. We start from square one, or from the beginning. Mekamtsin means that each one of them is going to give away half of his property to the third one. So the marshal, the Rishbam says, what happens if we have, just to make life easy, there were six fields altogether. So initially what happened? Uve took three, and Shimon took three. Now Levi's here on the scene. So I said a half, not really a half. Half each gives a third. So now Reuven is going to give one out of his three to Levi. Shimon is going to give one of his three to Levi. So then Reuven will stay with two. Shimon will have two. And now Levi will have two.
Shalom Ma'isro.
Give Altik. So now the question is why? Why does Rav hold one way and Shimon hold the other way? Omli Rav Nachman. L'Rav di Omabat L'machloik is Alma Hadar Dina. Hadar Dina means that we start all over again. Like we learned, Hadar means we turn to the Bez and we start again. El Mayata, let me ask you a question. Hani beit losa de kaimi vi ozel beit remi nayu poli hachanami de batla machloik is. What happens if you have a partnership and you have three partners all together and two out of the three decide shiganuk? You know, one of us wants to go out independent. We're going to gizim tight. We hope to make more money that way, and they decide to go and dissolve the partnership. And the third person is not around. What's the din? The din is he doesn't have to be around. As long as they did it professionally, they have to do it with the benefit of a bezdin, that the bezdin
on
the
bezdin appraisal, everything's fair.
Yeah, exactly. As long as fair, and they can't do it privately at home.
Right,
they
have to be a self-dealing right.
Yeah. I think he's going to do Ariel's job. Okay. Yitzhak Bokatov, good to see you. Anyway, getting back to him, let me add the Anibay Klos and the Kaimi. The Ozl Beit Treminai. Two out of the three went to Polik. And you're telling what the Machloik is? No, that loch is not like that. The loch is that if two people go, they can go even though the third one did not know, as long as they're doing it in front of a Bezin, and they did a fair job. Halach is, Batla Machloikis, the Shutfis is over, and you don't have to redo it. So, Freyti Mora, are you going to go and say that? Like Rab said, in other words, what's the difference between Rab that holds in this case, since only two out of the three participated, you got to start from square one. There, in the dissolution of the partnership, you don't say that you start from square one. You say what they did is fine. So why didn't you learn like Shmuel says? Mekam says.
Okay, that was about Machlokis is the question?
Yes.
Okay.
I may not have read it correctly.
Oh, yeah.
And we have to be closer. The kind of the Oslo Beit Rav Minai Upali. Hachanami, you're going to go and say like Rav says over here. But the machloikis, when the third person comes and says, "I'm aggrieved. I wasn't there. B'shas the dissolution. Start again." Are you going to say that? No, you don't say that.
Why not?
Because that's not the halacha. Rishbam brings the halacha in Mesechtes Bo Metzia that if two out of three work out a dissolution, they do it b'fnei shloisha bezdin. But from the three dayanim, it works. You do not have to go and redo it. And it has to be fair and square.
The third one is getting a chelik, right?
Absolutely.
But his interests were protected by the court.
Exactly. Even though he was not there,
right?
So the court made sure that it was done in a very fair way, not in
the worst part.
That's life. But he got a fair. The Bezin said that even though it was zaburious, but he got more zaburious or whatever, but it was a fair division. Yes. The Bezin sort of gives it to Hechsher.
Yeah, exactly. It's all Hanami. Are you going to say about the Machloikin? But that's not the case. Says Yimara, you really can't compare the two. Hachi Hashta. What's the comparison? Hosam Nechisi Adai to the Beit Losa Meikar. In that case, all three were shutfim, and when the two are dividing it up in front of Bezin, they know that there are three, and they're taking into consideration all of the interests of all the three shutfim. Here, meikara hacha, or maybe it goes there, the Beit Losa meikara, abba hacha le'nechisi adai to the Beit Losa meikara. You see, meikara taka goes le'el, not no ra, because it's repeated. So, chiasha. Ha'asam le'nechisi adai to the Beit Losa meikara. When the two went into Bezin, they said, Bezin, we're not the only two guys. There's a third person. He's not here.
Right.
Make sure that his interests are protected. Abba hacha, in this case, le'nechisi adai to the Beit Losa meikara.
His third brother, he comes post.
They assume that he wasn't born when he thought he was deceased.
Right.
They assume that he's independently wealthy, he's not interested, whatever. Right. So they only did it for themselves. So then, if you only did it for yourself, then you have to start from square one. So this was the kasha that we asked Robert, that asked of Nachman and Rav, and now we're going to pose it for Ket. Obviously holds the kamdina. Kamdina means that what they did was proper, was good, but we have to go and make adjustments because it's a third brother. But otherwise, kamdina. Now you'll know why we're getting into this. This is the Gemara that we learned yesterday, 2 days ago. What happens if he's saying, I'm selling you a whole base core for 30 shkol, for 30 slay. You can go and change your mind until the very final sachrein.
One transaction.
Even if though you've already counted out and you've already measured out into the guy's truck, in his
loading dock.
But 1 saw, 2 saw, 3 saw, up to 29. We haven't gotten the 30 saw yet. Each one can go and change his mind and say, I changed my mind. I had a change of heart. You had to do that. However, now the second case. Now, until now, the first case was the one that was basically irrelevant. We were asking Kashis yesterday from the second case. Today it's been a hapachu. Anyway, so what's the second case? Kor b'shloishim. I bought or buying a core for 30. Sa'ah b'sela. Each sa'ah is for an individual seller. The mice of these are the same price. This is 30 for a base core, right? 30 for 30 sa'ah. And here it's one seller per sa'ah. So basically
30 times.
Ani maichalach. Rishon kana. As soon as he dispenses one, kana. Dispenses two, kana. Dispenses three, kana. Based on this, remember yesterday we wanted to go and bring a raya that you go tofes loshen achroin, and since the loshen achroin is so'a besela, so you have 30 mini transactions instead of one large transaction. That was the discussion yesterday. Here we're not discussing the sefer, we're discussing really the ratio. What's the ratio of Rav and Shmuel? They said that if you have 30 so'a, afil besa achroina, you can go and change your mind, yochel lachzerbay. So you see that in such a case, even though you've dispensed 29 out of the 30, you don't say kom dina, you say hader dina. In other words, that you start all over again from the beginning. Yes, you have a question?
It's not a dina. Dina is a masa bezdin.
No, understand. We're just borrowing the term to understand the kasha. Okay. So the Gemara is saying, you're telling me, by mekamtzin, remember, the kom dina. Now remember here, the kom dina is also not appropriate by mekamtzin, because we're talking about two brothers that thought there is no other brother and didn't take him into consideration. So there was no bezin involved.
Right.
The kamdina means that now when the third brother arrives on the scene, kamdina, we leave the chalukah that they made in place, but we just have to make an adjustment that each one has to go and cough up some of his properties to give it to the third. So you see the word kamdina not referring to the bezin.
Okay.
It just means what we did. that remains. We sustain it. All we're doing is we're making an adjustment. Here in our case, when we're measuring out 29 out of 30, why do we go and say that you can change it until the final moment? Why don't you all just say, come Dina, since they've already dispensed 1, 2, 3, 4, up to 29? Zokti Gemara, Hasam, Avir Rabbanim Nilza, Denicha Leila Moichem, Denicha Leila Lekech. You really can't go and ask Akasha from the case that Reisha of Rav and Shmuel, because in that case, what's the reason why we're allowing them to change their minds up to the Soach Reina? Because it's good for both of them. They both want to have that degree latitude.
And the framework of the deal.
Why do they want that in the framework of the deal? Says Rishbam, very simply. What happens if the price were to go up between the dispensation of Soa number 1 until Soa number 30?
It may happen over a month.
Exactly. Could
maybe one saw per day.
Whatever it is.
Right. So it's not necessarily, well, it's not, no, one day, one transit. It could be that's
over a period of time.
Right, exactly.
And therefore, during that period of time, what happens if the price goes up? Then the moichah wants to stop it. No, stop it in its tracks. I don't want it. No, no, no. If it goes down in price, then the lekeach wants to stop it because you don't want to pay this high price. He wants the lower price. So therefore, the chamim said, if you only said kor b'shloishim, why didn't you say so b'sala? Because you wanted to have this large transaction of a whole kor for 30. So then each one of them has the benefit of the right of changing his mind, and therefore it's good for both of them. But that has nothing to do with our case where this third ach was left out in the cold and they didn't cheshbon for him because he wasn't around. In such a case, says Shmuel, leave it the way it was, sustain it, come Dina, and we'll just make adjustments for that third brother that has come on the scene. Stop over here, Rabbi Yisai, measure continue tomorrow.